Most children do not talk to their father. Most children do not ask their father questions. Most children do not have a dialogue with their father about life, about the meaning of things, about what's going on in the world. Most children do not have a dialogue with their mother. Their mother gives them the rules and the program, as does the father, but there's not a dialogue of sharing, of becoming one with each other. This is true historically, and this is true for all people everywhere. The father theoretically has within his grasp great wisdom and knowledge that he can share with his child. Many times he becomes a teacher in a school and he shares it, or the mother becomes a teacher in a school. But the child at home is very seldom given that privilege of knowing from their parent great wisdom. This is something that carries over into our spiritual life too. We do not teach ourselves, direct ourselves, train ourselves to have a dialogue with the divine within us, with God in us, with God, with us as God. We don't teach ourselves to dialogue with God. And because of that, we are unaware of all of the magic, the genius, the fun that could be ours if we would talk to our Father, if we would talk to our Heavenly Father, if we would talk to our Earthly Father, if we would talk to our mothers, if we would talk to our family. But we don't do it. We don't do it, and we never will do it. And the reason that we never will do it is because we do not feel worthy of talking to our parents, talking to God. We feel our parents and God are just too far along the ladder for us to ask them questions. And what do our parents tell us when we try to dialogue with them as little children before we realize it doesn't work? We say to our parents why, and our parents don't give us an answer. We ask our parents all of the questions that would just boggle the mind of any human being, and does, and our parents don't have the answers, basically, because they didn't hear it from their parents and they didn't hear it from their training sources. And so when you ask the question, they are bamboozled. They have no answer to give you. They're unable to talk to you. And because they're unable to talk to you, you become leery, fearful of talking to them. You become fearful of asking your mother or your father questions as vital as life itself, because they hide away from giving you an answer for several reasons. One, they don't know the answer. The other, they don't think you're ready to hear the answer. And the other, they have no way of explaining it to you that would make sense to them. Now, they don't realize that it makes sense to you. It makes sense to a child, whatever answer a parent may give. The child doesn't say, your answer is not right, it's inconclusive. The child would say, but why is this, and why is that, and how is this? Their analytical understanding of all things in life is utterly amazing. And they persist in this. They persist until finally they're driven down by their parents into not asking questions anymore, and certainly not expecting any answers. How do we learn to talk to God? How do we learn to listen? How do we learn to participate with God in the dialogue of life? How do we learn to do that? How do we find the time, find the way, find the purpose, find the doorway to meeting with God? Well, we can become quiet and listen, but that's not the way you learn. That's not the way things happen in life. Life is always a dialogue, not a one-way, not a one-way lecture. It's a dialogue, and it's a sharing. And until you and I are able to share, nothing really significant passes through our mind. Oh, we have a lot of facts, a lot of information, we have a lot of details, but we have made no decisions, we have come to no conclusions, we have found nothing that was meaningful to us. And we find the journey just goes on and on. How many times do you hear the story of a child, an adult child, going into his father who is dying, and he isn't able to tell his father that he loves him, but he means it, and he shows it in all the ways that he can. And then the father breaks down and says, I've wanted to say all of your life that I love you and I'm proud of you. I didn't know how. I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't do it. But I do. And the son cries, and the father cries. And they, oh, if we had only shared earlier, how much more meaningful my life would be, how much more wonderful my life would be if we had just shared our mutual love for one another, father and son. How fantastic. How joyous. And great sobs of tears of sadness are there. Not joy in having found it out at the last minute, but in sadness of not having worked on it and experienced it all the days of your life. How can you and I train ourselves to talk to God, to have dialogue with God, to have dialogue, because God is you, God is me. We're having a dialogue with ourselves, and we're talking to ourselves, and we're sharing with ourselves, but we're sharing with the concept of what we think God is. And the concept that we think God is some grand, noble, intelligent being. And we are some less than magnificent creature ourselves. And so, even knowing that, we still have difficulty in communicating with the divine in us. So, many phrases in the Bible have been given to us, and many philosophers have given these, and many scientists have given these phrases, and they are all summed up in the phrase, be yourself and have fun. Quiet down, listen to the divine in you. Talk to God just as though God was your best buddy, your best friend. And indeed, God is our best buddy and best friend. So, we want to talk with God. We want to talk with this divine essence that we are. We're talking to ourselves. Now, how do we talk to ourselves and have a meaningful conversation? We presumably are going to know the answer we're going to give ourselves because it's ourself that's answering the question and we're talking to ourselves. Well, it isn't necessarily so. As we talk to ourselves, the divine in us, we are inspired and illumined to talk to the divine in us as something creative, imaginative, startling, sparkling, alive, something that encourages us to go beyond the normal conversation and go into the deeper conversation of the allness and the isness and the one of all. But who cares about that stuff? Well, we have never been taught to care about it because our parents didn't know about it. They didn't get through to their parents, who didn't get through to their parents. And so all of this grandness of knowledge, of wisdom, and all this grandness of beingness and expressing is sort of lost. Just gone, lost. But lost only because we didn't learn how to communicate. Oh, we can communicate with our telephones and with our wireless and with all the other things we have, but can we communicate with our divine self? Did you ever have a talk to yourself? Really? Did you ever walk down the street and all of a sudden the thought came to your mind, I am a very wonderful person. And you answer yourself, like hell, you know? And so you say, I'm a very wonderful person. And the facetious self of you again chides you and says, surely not. And then you say to yourself, I am. I'm intelligent. I'm better than average in school. I do things I like to do. I do my homework. I do my work at my job. I do my work in my household. I raise my children, teaching them values. I'm a good guy. I'm really very nice. Did you ever have a talk with yourself like that? Well, you can. And when you start to have talks with yourself like that, this is psychiatrists are always saying, if you talk to yourself, you're balmy. No, not at all. If you talk to yourself, you are waking up to the divinity within you. You're waking up to the magic of who you are. You're waking up to God, the allness of God, which is you, which is me. Oh my. So, we're waking up. We ignore what the psychiatrist said. We say, hey, no, when I talk to myself, I've got the best person in the world to talk to, the most intelligent being in the world to talk to, the most gentle, wise, and loving consciousness to share who I am with. Yes. No. So you have yourself, and you're going to have a conversation with yourself. Now you make sure that you're somewhere where nobody's going to hear you because you don't want people to think you're cuckoo. You're talking to yourself, which really is nobody's business anyhow. But you talk to yourself, and you say, okay, what should I call you, God? Well, God is a good word. All right, God, how do I refer to you? Do I say great God, wonderful God, magnificent God? Just plain God is okay. Well, thank you, God. God, what is it I'm missing out on by not talking to you? Well, I would be the last person to answer that question for you, God tells us. I would be the last person to answer that question for you because I am all, and I am all in you, as all. Yeah, I know all that stuff. And if I were to say you're missing out on things, I couldn't. Because I am always all of me. Well, what do you mean by that, God? I am always all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding, all peace, all love, at all times. And if I ever talk to myself, you, if I ever share with you, I am sharing with you the allness that I am. And as I am sharing with you the allness that I am, then you are the allness that I am because you and I are one. The Father and the Son, we are one. And we're not separated as Father and Son. We are one. And as I share with you and talk with you, and say things to you, I am saying things I have never said before, because I never had an audience before. The only person I, God, speak to is you, Herb. Oh? I am God for Herb. I am God in Herb. I am God, and Herb has me in him. And so, Herb is the only one I speak to. Herb is the only one I am God for. What do you mean there are many gods? Then everybody has their own God, and there's many gods? No, I don't mean that. I don't mean there are many gods. I mean there is one God, and that one God is everything. And that one God reveals, pours out, gives forth all that it is to whatever it is speaking to. Now, if your friends and neighbors were to come over and we were to sit in the living room, for instance, and talk about God, talk about me, the divine in them would be entering it too. Now, they can be just as fully aware of the divine in them as I am, as you are, of me in you. And they can be fully aware and delight in it and thrill in it and excite in it and think, wow, this is great. But they don't do it. And the reason they don't do it is because they don't know me. What do you mean, God, they don't know you? What's there to know? Well, really, there's nothing to know, because everything that I am, you are, and everything that you are, I am. We are one. And everything that I am, every being on the face of the earth is, and every being anywhere at all is, because I am the allness and the infinite allness. And as the allness and the infinite allness, all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is fantastic and very fantastic. Now, how can I encourage myself to talk to you, God? How can I encourage myself to talk to you like I talk to myself? How can I have the audacity to do that when I have always been taught you cannot talk to God, you cannot see God and live, you cannot know God? God is so otherworldliness, out of space, away from anything I can comprehend. Well, that is unfortunate that sort of an attitude has been built up around me. But if you want that, stay with it. If you don't want it, don't stay with it. What sort of attitude do you want about God? Well, I'd like my God to be friendly, loving, gentle, caring. Well, is or am I friendly, loving, gentle, and caring? Yes! The more I talk to you, the more gentle, loving, and friendly, and caring you are, and it's so wonderful. I never dreamed I would be talking to God. I'd be sharing with God, the big guy himself. What do you mean, the big guy? Well, you're the one who created all this stuff. You're the wheel over everything. You're the big man over everything. Well, my beloved son, I am not a man. I am not over everything. I did not create everything. I created all things that I created. And sometimes humanity creates things. And usually they fall apart because they have no glue in them. They have no spiritual wholeness in them. But why is it that I say I don't create some things, when you've been taught by all the teachers that I am the one creator in the universe and I create everything? Well, then I say to you, what sort of a world are you creating, Herb? Am I creating your world, or are you creating your world? What sort of world are you creating? So we might take a different word than create. We might take a word like manifesting. What sort of a world am I manifesting? And how am I manifesting that world? By what right, by what condition, by what circumstance am I manifesting it? And I ask myself that. And I come up with the answer that I am manifesting the type of world that I believe I am. I am a loving center of peace, and my world is a loving center of peace. I am loving under all circumstances unconditionally, and myself is unconditional love. All that I am, my creation is, and all that my creation is, I am. So I have to be very careful with my creating of my creation and my giving them the freedom of choice to create how they wish. Because if I do that, they're sometimes going to create things and they're going to create in a manner that I'm not totally comfortable with. They create hatred, they create mistrust, they create lies, they create things that are false. And that's not me. I would think it's not you, God. I really would. How come you get blamed for that? Because you call it creating. And it's not creating as much as it is just manifesting it, just making it come. And you put the causes there to make it come. Now, are those causes necessary to be? I don't know, God. Are they necessary to be? No. Those are causes that you have chosen to make because you think it's important to do. Have you ever thought, Herb, of sitting down and saying, I let go and let God? You're sitting down and saying, I let go and let God. You're sitting down and saying, I do nothing here. But the divine in me does it all. I think my thought, and the divine in me brings forth my thought as already fulfilled, already realized, already true and done. What a glorious experience to have. What a fine experience. How do you talk to God? How do I talk to God? I talk to God just like he's myself. And the respect I have for myself, I have for God. The respect I have for myself, I have for the divine that I speak to, which reveals all in me as already done. You might say, the divine in me is my library card. It gives me the opportunity to go to the divine in me, the library in me, and take out any book I want, read it, bring it back when I'm done, leave it on the shelf, don't do anything to it, pass over many books and just choose one or more that delights me and stay with it and enjoy it. That sounds interesting, but not very spiritual. Not very illuminating. Well, it's very illuminating. For every book is a series of my thoughts upon which you're going to base your life and base your experience. Every book is the fulfillment of what I believe about myself. Oh, I might rewrite the book if I were to bother to take the time, but I've done that, been there, and now I release it. So, I want to have this perfect body, perfect mind, perfect life. And so I find out that the only way I can have it is by claiming that I already have it. And when I claim that I already have it, then it is mine and it is done. It is complete. It's fantastic. It's glorious. I am the creator of my world. I am the one and only. There is none beside me. I am God. I am the totality. I am God. I am the fulfillment. I am God. I can say those things because they're true. You know how I know they're true? I talked to God. And God told me that these things that I am saying are true. God told me that I am divine. God told me that I am always and forevermore the total perfection of the universe right now. Right now. It's not something that will develop in time, something that will come about, but right now, I am God, all of God, right now. Talking with God as me in me is a fun thing, but it's more than fun. It's a revealed thing. It's telling me all the values that I hold dear. It's telling me what sort of things I took from my childhood, from my parents, from my elders who taught me the facts of life. What did I take from them? What did they tell me? And the interesting thing is, very little. They told me very, very little. Now, why do the elders in my life, why do the teachers in my life, why do my parents, why do the people in my world, why is it they tell me very, very little? Because they're afraid to open their mouth and show me how ignorant they are. They're afraid to open their mouth and show me that they too have the very questions I have and they still are unanswered in them. They show me that I'm doing the right thing by being myself and having fun and not paying any attention to them. Oh, they give me values and that's fine, and they give me other factors and that's fine, but I am the creator of my world, and I'm the creator of the values in my world, and I'm the creator of the friends in my world, the people I judge, not judge, but the people I live with and guide my life with and watch to see how they function under circumstances, and then I know how to function myself. Most of the time, I know how to function myself, and I don't need to look at anybody else to see how they function. I don't need to look at anyone else and see what sort of a program they have for themselves. It makes no difference to me. I'm fantastic. I'm joyous. I talk to God because God is in me. And when I talk to myself, I'm talking to God. I'm not balmy. I'm not crazy. I'm talking to God. I'm talking to the big man itself. I'm talking to the creator of all. I'm talking to who and what I am. And I can ask any question, and God will never think my question out of line. God will never think my question dirty or clean, proper or improper. God will just answer every question according to its pure understanding of all wisdom and all knowledge. God knows this, and I know that God knows this, and I know how wonderful it is. I know how fantastically it is done. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's how it functions. I can indeed say I talk to God, because I talk to God. I talk to God virtually every moment of my day, because I'm talking to myself all the time, and I am God. As I am aware now that I talk to God all the time, as I'm aware that the divine in me is revealing all that it is in and through me, I am talking to God. I am aware of who and what I am, and it is good and very good. And I feel fantastic and very fantastic. I feel very good, very joyous, very magnificent. I feel that life is all that it's meant to be. I feel that life is all that I need to know from it. I feel that life is great, and I am great. And really, that's all that matters. How do I talk to God? By just opening my mouth and talking to myself. And when I talk to myself, I am talking to God. Now, do I respect myself? Oh, yes. Do I respect God? Oh, yes. When I talk to myself, I'm talking to God. Do I have a respectful talk? Do I understand how wonderful it is? Oh, yes. I am the creator of all, and all is good and very good, and I am that creator. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is why I am. I am fantastic. I am glorious. How do I talk to God? I'm just talking to myself. What do I talk about? Whatever I choose. When I talk to myself as God, are the answers always going to be correct? 100%. When I talk to God as I talk to myself, will I feel satisfied when I'm done talking? Will I feel that I've gotten the right responses that make me feel knowledgeable in whatever area I sought it? Oh, yes. Very much so. I will feel so complete, so whole, and so wonderful that I'll find it almost unbelievable that anything could be so great. And I ask myself, why didn't I do it earlier? I don't ask myself questions like that. I do it now. And now is the acceptable time. Now is the time. And it is done. And it is wonderful. And it is fantastic. And I love it. I talk to God all the time. I always did talk to God, even before I knew that I was God. I would talk to God because God was a very receptive person, receptive being, receptive consciousness, receptive concept to me. And I lived in that concept and shared in that concept and found everything to be absolutely magnificent. This is who I am. This is who you are. Are you going to go out looking for God? Or are you going to find God at the center of your being? And are you going to talk to God right in you and say, all is good and very good? And as you say that, all is good and very good, and all is wonderful. Think on these things now. Meditate for a few moments on the concept of you talking to God in you, as you, through you, for you, because you are the greatest being in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.